I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Violence in the Middle East rages on, and Western Europe continues to see an influx of refugees. Christians wanting to help are sharing what's most precious to them, the gospel. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says they're meeting the refugees as they pass through their cities.
We hear politically that it's a difficult situation, and it is for the countries in Europe, and yet it's an open door for the gospel, and we have people that are ready to go through that door.
Requests are nonstop for scripture booklets. In these painful moments, we turn to the only place there's hope.
That's when we start looking around at what else is there. And this is when eternity becomes the focus. And that's what the Word of God does. It offers hope that is outside of this world, that cannot be taken away.
And it doesn't matter where you are, you can be involved in this work. Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministries recently traveled to check on ECM's ministries in the Western Democratic Republic of the Congo. The organization works there, training up lay people as church leaders and more.
Another aspect of the ministry that I wanted to check on was our street ministry to children in Kinshasa. And that one, I found, needs more funding, but what they're doing is very good. And vocational ministry to street children found to be a real helpful ministry to those kids.
Helping train kids and adults while introducing them to Christ helps prevent poverty and oftentimes the violence that follows. Will you be willing to help support these kids in a life for Christ? For details and prayer needs, check out missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Again, that's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.